Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Atlanta! What was that? What did we witness last night? What were we watching last night? Why did we only win 15-9? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
we are here to talk with you, and we want to hear from you today. Because as frustrated as we are, we know you are as well. Now, Mike and I never apologized for a win, and our team did win, and we said yesterday and all the time leading up to it, we didn't care how they won. But we now do need to talk about how they won. Because, Mike, we have a fundamental problem with what's going on with this offense, and we all know what it is. Guys, how do we get 3 turnovers, Mike Bell, 2 block kicks, 4 sacks, and only win 15-9? How do you do all of that and only walk away with the 15-9 win?
Well, when you don't trust your quarterback to do anything, when you basically have no confidence in your $100 million guaranteed dollar quarterback who is in the biggest funk of his career. I mean, you ran the ball 23 out of 24 times on first down, and the one time you didn't, he threw a pick. He can't step in. He cannot commit. You've talked about it. You like to say, pull. You know, get the ball out. Nothing's coming out on schedule. The only play that worked was a well-scouted design play where they had an aggressive corner, and they drew in with some play, that, again, great move by Drake London, and a great syncopated perfectly with the fake pump, and they get the great touchdown. And okay, there you go. Which maybe feels, Carl, like it's part of the scripted plays. Either way, they can never find anything that easy the rest of the night.
No, they could not. And guys, look, we can talk about all this other stuff. And I'm going to put this out there up front. I don't want to hear about how the receivers are not getting open. Okay? When we were 6-3, nobody was talking about how the receivers weren't getting open. And if they're not, I want to know what fundamentally has changed, why receivers are not now getting open. What's happening is Kirk Cousins and his inability to make the throws that we need to make are not happening, whether guys are open or not. I don't want to put this blame across the board, Mike, because right now we have a quarterback problem. And I did not think we would have a quarterback problem, but we do. And so, as we finish the season, and oh, by the way, as we got in today, we found out that we have been flexed week 17. The Falcons against the Commanders, we will play that game Sunday night. The Browns and the Dolphins are out. We are in. And by the way, you know the NFL is dirty like that, right? They're like, oh, look at all these storylines. Cousins going back to play the Commanders. Falcons struggling right now. Commanders quarterback is really good. Let's put that game on Sunday night. Right. So that is what has happened. So week 17, that'll now be a Sunday night game. But Mike, what needs to happen? Because here's the deal. Whether we get into the playoffs or not, how much confidence do you currently have right now that we're going to be able to do something?
Now, come on. Look, the defense did a nice job. That's a bad football team, okay? Before we start slapping each other on the back, and say, oh, the defense is, yeah, it's great. And by the way, D'Angelo Malone, we love local kid, high school kid, love seeing him have success, 2 sacks last night. Certainly Grady Jarrett was busting like the Kool-Aid man. We saw some good things last night. Special teams did a great job, and that's not to be poo-pooed, but there's a reason why the Raiders are the worst team in the league. You know, you saw it. They had Desmond Ridder in the shotgun the entire night, exclusively in the shotgun. And the only time that, you know, things eventually loosened up at the end is when we kind of had more of a softer posture. And again, the worst team in the league can't do anything. And it came down to the final possession. I mean, guys, as Carl said to start the program, as Arthur Smith used to say, don't apologize for win. But that was like watching preseason football. That's one of the worst games I've ever watched. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Kirk Cousins is lost. And this continuation of this everything's fine, status quo. I get it. You look like a bunch of idiots if you've got a guy making $45 million riding the bench. But you got to. You got to put him on the bench. He can't do his job. I mean, this is getting to the point, Carl. It's a farce. It's farcical.
Let's hear Raheem Morris last night after the game. Because when I hear him say this, I'm just wondering how you get there. Time's running out. We've been saying this. This isn't week two. We are about to end the season with our quarterback arguably playing the worst of any quarterback in the National Football League. And two get-right games. Minnesota, he feels great. He's going back to a place where he had success. Played like crap. All the Raiders, worst team in the league, will handle business. Played like crap. When's it get better? Let me hear Raheem Morris talk about the play of our quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
He's got to play better. And, you know, obviously you got to go back. You got to be able to look at everything. But, you know, he wants to play better. He's got to play better. We got to find a way to get him to play better. And obviously we'll get to work tomorrow, and that's a part of our process, right? You go, you look at the tape, you review with the people that needs to be reviewed with. You know, we get all the coordinators in the room. We'll talk with everybody. And we got to play better at the quarterback position.
I'm over talking.
I mean, again, it's the same thing. This is Dan Quinn 2.0. This is it. Everybody sees the problem. Remember we used to ask Dan, you going to fix the center? Well, we'll continue to work. You're going to fix the center? We're going to continue to work. You can't get the guy to – that's why we went and got Alex Mack the following year. Because there was a giant black hole in the center of the offensive line. They were screwing up everything in the second half of the season. This is just – I get it now, Carl. And I've always said, you know, a good fan fights through the bad seasons and stays loyal. I get it. I finally – this is the year it really does click for me. That I mean, I'm not going next week. Screw it. I'm going to go down to the beach. I'll listen to Wes and Arch on the beach. I'm done. I'm sick of this. Because this is going to be the same crap. It's going to be the exact carbon copy of what you just saw with the Raiders against the Giants. This is a good defense that gets after the quarterback, so it's going to be the same thing. They'll run it, and that's fine. But, I mean, this is getting to be ridiculous. It is the definition of insanity.
404-726-0929. That is the number for you to join us, and I do expect you to. Whether you are somewhere in between where maybe we are, maybe you're on the other end, or maybe you're hotter than we are. I don't know. What I do know is we have a fundamental problem, and I'm not sure if they can fix it. The reason why is because it starts and ends with him. Sometimes you go to marriage counseling. Sometimes you try to improve your relationship. You talk all you want to the counselor. But guess what? Sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror and realize it's how you are dealing with things and how you are handling situations. It's not about your wife. It's not about your girlfriend. It's about you. So all that conversation, Mike, for me at this point is moot. I will tell you guys, this is not a rookie we're talking about. If this was Michael Penix, I'd feel completely different. He's learning on the job. He's getting a feel. Man, he needs reps. I get that. That's not this. This is a guy who's been doing it. So all of that conversation, I'm over that. If he can't fix himself, we are not going to get out of this rut. 404-726-0929. Let me hear Kirk Cousins talk about, or excuse me, Raheem Morris talking about the defense, because Mike is right. The defense last night did a hell of a job. But who were they playing? I mean, come on. I mean, honestly, like the best running back at this point in the season even goes down, and you're like, okay, we've been saying it all year. They had Brock Bowers, and that's it. And they couldn't even get him the football. Here's Raheem talking about the defense. Give credit where credit's due. And again, more sacks. Great. But it doesn't feel like anything. Here's Ra.
I just love the steady improvement that they've been able to do throughout the season. You know, it's not always what you want at the beginning, but it's how you finish. And these guys have continued to get more physical. They continue to play faster. They continue to play with the way we want to play and our style of defense. And their identity is really coming out. And it's a perfect time right now.
I hope. I mean, that's nice. But, Mike, at the end of the day, if you're scoring the amount of points we're scoring and not moving the ball down the field vertically, we're not beating anybody, man. Not of consequence. Not of significance in this league. And you look at the NFC, guys. Look at the juggernauts in the NFC. Right? Packers. Eagles. Lions. As hurt as the Lions are, they're going to put 35 on you. Can you keep up? Because that is what we're talking about right now. So, where we are after last night's game, yes, the Falcons won. But did it really feel like a dub?
Nope. It was tough. It was aesthetically, it was tough to watch because, you know, you're literally every time the Kirk Cousins drop back, you get your heart's in your throat. For a guy that you spent, again, I know it's not $180 million. I mean, it sounds big and it sounds even worse. It's $100 million guaranteed. Okay, start there. And they look like a bunch of idiots if you bench that guy making that coin. Fontenot looks like an idiot to Arthur Blank because you go, what did you guys evaluate? You signed off on it. Why didn't we kick the tires on Russell Wilson? Why didn't we make an offer for Baker Mayfield? You know, all the names we threw. Hell, Justin Fields. I mean, remember I asked him, Terry Banks went, what's he done? Okay, fair. I said it back in the after draft week. This is why it's. I'm sorry. I said to myself, and I was stuck in traffic today, Carl, dead stop, and I was doing like my woosah and my anger management. I said, I'm not going to lose my mind. But
when it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This team is going nowhere. You can't do that against the Raiders. And to Carl's point, expect if we even if we find a way, if somehow Tampa Bay trips up, and because right now we're not going to get in the wild card. Only way we get there is by winning the division. You need like four teams to start losing every game. So you're going to get in there, and what? Cousins, it's between his ears. I've really, Carl, I banged the drum. I love this guy. We love talking to him. But this guy is shook. He's lost. I've never seen anything like it.
That's where we are. Now, we're going to discuss with you. We are going to talk about all the things that happened last night, including, by the way, you know what? Did Koo miss a field goal last night?
And by the way, we got to get another kicker next year.
Did Koo miss a field goal last night?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Interesting.
But, hey, we had a hell of a decoy, though. I've never seen a fake field goal result in just, no, taking the delay of game. So that was cool. We did a psych. He's going to kick it. No, he's not. Get him to jump on the field goal. Get him to jump on a field goal, Carl.
All right. We are coming back. We've got exclusive audio you absolutely have to hear. I mean, you got to hear this. You want to know what's wrong? Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell. 15-9 was the final score last night on Monday Night Football. Falcons do win. Remember, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are still in front of us because they had basically a two-game lead. It's all about number of wins for them, and they're just trying to win out. We obviously are trying to win this division. Now, we do own the tiebreaker. That's the good news. But that only comes into account if we have the same record. So, with that said, last night, Kirk Cousins, 17 throws. 17. Guys, there are high school kids that are going to play for a state championship in Mercedes-Benz on Tuesday and Wednesday that will throw the ball more. 112 yards. These are minuscule numbers. One touchdown, beautiful look. Great toss.
Great design.
Give him credit there. But overall,
that was
Mike,
it.
These were the kind of numbers you expect. You want to say it? Of a rookie. These are the kind of numbers you expect of a rookie starting for you. Go look at Caleb Williams' numbers over the course of this season. Any rookie that's playing right now, Bo Nix, these are the kind of numbers. And now they've had good games, but like that's the kind of game where you go, all right, rookie's learning, we can live with it. Not a guy that's been in the league 13 years.
No, I mean, as we said, it felt like a preseason game. It looked like a preseason. The crowd, I mean, other than the great job the Falcon fans did, they brought the noise there at Allegiant Field, but they just... It just had no – there's no juice. And, again, guys, we know what we need. Yes, we're 7-7. We got to win. We snapped the losing streak. But we still needed the Chargers to beat the Bucs because we've already blown this division. They've got the easier run now. Now, we've got the Commanders. That's why it's been flexed to a Sunday night game. The Commanders now and us in this wild card hunt. You know, Commanders at times it looked like they were going to blow away the Saints, and the Saints crawl back in it. So, you know, with just slightly better than average but not elite quarterback play – you should be okay with the way the defense has looked at times. All these great weapons. Mooney, right? We talked about him and Mooney had this. Where'd that go? It's gone.
It's gone.
You know, we talked about Pitts. Now, Pitts was in there, but it was all underneath stuff. And then a couple guys, it was, and I thought, by the way, it was last night we were joking around, short show yesterday, because pregame, I said, well, we're getting Chris Fowler and Orlovsky and Lewis Riddick. They did a nice job of keeping it real. And really breaking it down and talking about here's what and Zach Robinson basically saying, yeah, we don't really can't do the center because they're not going to be able to protect him in the wide. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we know why we're basically doing some. We'll talk more about that stuff in depth. But they were talking about, why don't you do this? I said this to Carl during the commercial break. How about it's just a dump off pass to Bijan? How about a flare? You know, just get him in space. You know, that would be a big wheel route and left for that for development. It might not be enough time, but just swing past to Bijan. Let him beat a man one-on-one.
Yeah. And Bijan, by the way, I mean, this shouldn't be a surprise. Maybe it is. It's not to me. I told you guys he's special. 22 carries, 125 yards. Bijan could do this every time, every Sunday, if you allow him to and give him the rock that amount of times. This was protecting Kirk Cousins is why he saw the ball as much as he did last night. Not because that's what they really want to do. Let's just be honest.
Right.
I mean, Tyler Allgeier had 12 carries. So, Mike, you're talking about running the ball, what, 34?
Yeah.
34 times? You are attempting to say, hey, we're just going to keep him out of harm's way by making sure that we continue to hand the ball off. And Bijan produced. I thought he had his best game last night, but it was a factor of them giving him the ball.
Yeah, again, guys, if you only throw it 17 times, I will give you that. There might be a few plays where the receivers are buttoned up by the coverage. Okay, but let's not get into making excuses now. So every time Kirk Cousins drops back, the receivers aren't open? Let's just stop that. They're open. There's a window. You've got to get the ball. The ball needs to come. One, two, three. The ball's out. You can't double clutch it. You can't pull. You watch the shots. They did a great job from the end zone on ESPN last night showing you. Ball needs to be out. It's not out because Cousins has no confidence. He has no. Now, again, whether Carl, this is a byproduct of some physical thing with the Achilles, either way. To me, maybe if it gets 25% physical, 75% mental, he has no confidence. He's not throwing the ball accurately. He's not coming out when it needs to be. He's not seeing open receivers.
No.
He's not processing.
No. Did you say processing?
Processing.
Yeah, he's not. Here is something I want you to hear. As we are all feeling some kind of way today, I want you to hear this audio because Kirk Cousins was asked about whether or not he's afraid. And then she followed up with a really good question. Listen to this.
I don't believe in myself no more. Don't you understand? What if I don't believe? That's it. He's finished. It's over. That's it. You want to know the truth? The truth is I don't want to lose what I got. I don't want to lose what I got.
What's the truth, damn it?
I'm afraid. All right? You want to hear me say it? You want to break me down? All right, I'm afraid. For the first time in my life, I'm afraid.
There it is. It can't be stated any clearer. He's afraid. Now, of course, for those of you who are movie buffs like us, you know that's Rocky III. But the premise is real. Our quarterback is afraid to throw it where it needs to be thrown because he shook, because he's been picked time and time again.
I'm afraid!
And now he's afraid. You know what you can do when you're afraid in life? Nothing. You can't go get the hot pretty girl. You can't go get the great job. You can't drive the nice car. You won't make the big money. Simply because you're afraid.
I'm afraid!
And that is where he is right now. Mike, I do not know how you get out of that mindset over the next 3 weeks. You guys tell us, 404-726-0929. That is where I'm at with Cousins. It's not about his inability to do this physically. Guys, he threw for 500 yards just mere weeks ago.
He was the two-time NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Now you say, well, you should play the Bucs every week. Well, the Bucs have tightened up their ship, okay? And the Bucs, as we said, they're peaking. See what they just did to the Chargers? We couldn't do that in a million years right now. Our life depended on it. The one thing we could do is run the football. But, I mean, I just need the coach. Look, and guys, we've asked him week after week, and we asked him three different ways last week. You know, you see it. You know, and these feeble excuses, you know, I will say this. It wasn't like he was demonstrative behind Cousins this time around. He kind of walked it back a little bit since last week.
Well, he knows, Mike.
I mean, everybody knows. Look, I get it.
He knows.
It makes the organization look ridiculous. Okay? There were other options, and you and I said it at the time. And Kirk Cousins was the best available free agent based on his resume. Nobody in God's green earth expected this, but here we are. I'm not saying that it should have ever envisioned. There are other options. If you want to do a one-year audition, you were so sold on Penix. Why do I have to wait 3 years to see Penix? Because that's what made no sense to me. You know, Terry Fontenot told me that Penix was so good they couldn't pass him up. And by the time we finally get to evaluate him, he'll be 3 years into his contract, his rookie deal, based on the original plan.
The original plan.
But, you know, here's the thing for Zach Robinson. He in a million years, you think Zach Robinson expected this? That
no.
Kirk Cousins was going to go off the go completely off the rails.
Let's talk about that for a second. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking about the Monday night matchup last night as the Falcons beat the Raiders 15-9. And, you know, listen, I think, as Jim Rome said, we all kind of lost last night. Even if you were rooting for the Falcons to win, and we know we all were, we won, but you turned it off last night. However you listened or watched it, you kind of just went, huh? Because it didn't feel like, man, we grabbed some momentum right there. We handled business. We beat the hell out of the Raiders. We did what we needed to do. It was like, we're fighting for our lives, guys. They had two chances at the end zone at the end of this game. So here's the thing about what you're talking about with Zach Robinson. I think, Mike, part of the getting the Cousins or acquiring him was that it was going to make his job a lot easier. Zach, being a first-time coordinator, did not have to come in here and everything was on his shoulders. he doesn't have to carry the load when you have a guy like Cousins coming in. That, I think, was the assumption. Now, you're right. I don't think he thought he was getting this. Here's the other part. It's at the end of the season. This is, if this was week two or three, I honestly believe this, guys, and you can call me crazy. I think they'd be looking at this differently if we had gone through a 4 or 5 week stretch between week two and week seven, and we were still like, okay, wobbling. I think they would be more in tune to make the change. But now that we're at the end of the season and you are on, your playoffs are on the line, they're trying to make the best decision, which is still going with the veteran. And I just don't know if that's the decision.
Yeah, and guys, a bunch of folks were asking me from around the country. We were in D.C. talking to our friends in you know, radio that do national shows, and local shows. They're like, what's the locker room? I go, well, everybody loves Cousins. I go, but sooner or later, guys start looking around. And did you see some of the body language on some of the incompletions? I'm not going to name names, but there were certain wide receivers literally looking around like, what the blank is going on here? So Zach Robinson thought, hey, I got a guy who worked in Kevin O'Connell's offense. It's what we're running with the Rams. It's our basic version. And now some of this is starting to make, I guess, make some sense why they don't trust him in the play action, that he's going to get killed. That he's going to get killed over center backing up.
Yep.
That's basically what Lewis Riddick told you last night, or Orlovsky. Nothing has gone like it should since we beat the since the Cowboys. The wheels have come off. So can we just please all be adults and recognize it and give the, you know, because the fan base thinks his coaching staff has lost their damn mind. Okay? Unless you are literally got your head in the sand. Because what if Penix isn't that good? Well, then they blew it on two counts, okay? If Penix Jr. comes in and can't handle this responsibility, then you blew it twice. End of story, and then you get fired, and we'll start all over again.
Great. That's where I want to be. 404-726-0929. And by the way, Penix is going to get time to figure it out. We don't have that kind of time with Kirk Cousins. That's just where we are. We don't. This is not where we're supposed to be. This is not how we're supposed to be feeling. This is not where he's supposed to be. And again, knowing all of this and owning it is one thing. That's great. I'm glad he's a responsible NFL quarterback who owns the fact that he doesn't play well when other guys shy away from it. I'm glad he does that, but it doesn't change it. It doesn't change that if you're a jerk, you're a jerk just because you own it. So I think at the end of the day, for him, this is the week, Mike, where you go, hey, if I don't play well, what happens? Are there any consequences? Are there any consequences? And I think that's why Coach kind of walked it back last night, Mike, because I think there has to be something in the back of your mind where you go, if I don't play well, there's a chance I might get pulled this week. And I know for some of you, it's a day late and a dollar short. I hear you. For us, too, we've been saying this. But we've tried not to press the issue because Coach has been adamant to us in person, face-to-face, looking me in my eye, saying, I'm not changing quarterbacks. What the hell do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
Right.
So I'm asking him, and he's saying, I'm not changing quarterbacks. Cool. Let's keep it moving. Let's hope he plays well. Now I've gone through 2 weeks of this. I've seen enough. Last night in the middle of that game, I saw enough. I don't know where you're at, but I know where I'm at. And, Mike, I think you have to have some consequences.
I just feel, as a, from a fan base, You feel like this team, you know, who right now thinks we can make the playoffs? Yes, I mean, hypothetically, yes, the Buccaneers can lose a game. I mean, we've seen them really right their ship, and they look certainly solid. But I mean, yes, but you need help now. You've lost control of this. Carl, you had the division record. You had the division sewn up. You're 3 games over .500. You're 6-3, and you've completely blown it. And in the process of this slide, there were a ways to perhaps stop the bleeding. Maybe get a spark. Right, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a spark. Last night was listless, lifeless football. Defense, special teams, Bijan Robinson, the offensive line moving forward, did a great job. Everything else was a blank show.
Everything else was.
You need the Cowboys to really, and the Cowboys are pretty good now.
They're playing better.
Cooper Rush They're is finally better. In a rhythm.
Yeah.
You need, we got to all be Cowboy fans, and we got to beat the Commanders. Can't lose any of these games, you guys know that. But you got to have the Cowboys at home beat the Bucs.
Coming up, Raheem Morris. What did he say after the game? And D'Angelo Malone, who had a couple of sacks last night. We'll hear from both of those guys coming up as part of the post game last night. Falcons win 15-9. Want to know where you're at? Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. We're going to jump on the phones here at 404-726-0929. We'll let you hear what Ra and D'Angelo Malone had to say in just a little bit, but we certainly want to hear from you. I do want to say this, as we've been talking about this win, and it was a win. I apologize for one thing. I don't want to sound sour on the fact that we snapped a four-game losing streak. Winning in the National Football League is hard. We acknowledge that. We also acknowledge, as we started the show, that we won the game last night, and that's great. But guys, we're trying to build confidence moving towards the playoffs. We want momentum. We want to feel the energy, as Mike likes to say, the juice that comes along with how your quarterback plays, and it's just not there. And so that is where this frustration looms from. With that said, we know they won, and we get it. But that's it, Mike. This is still about how far can we go, what changes in the next few weeks, and how much better does this look?
We're looking at big picture here, guys. I mean, if we can't win this division, we need help now. As we said, we just mentioned, we've lost control of the scenario. We don't control our own destiny. We need the Cowboys to beat the Bucs. And by the way, if you feel we can go up against Jordan Love and the Packers with that crap on offense, see, that's the reality check. Yes, we won. I wrote all that on Twitter last night. Snap the losing streak, everything you just said. And Bijan looked great, and defense had some good things happen. But that's an awful Raider football team. I mean, do you realize how bad Desmond Ritter looked last night?
Oh, he looked like he looked here.
Exactly the same.
It was
maybe
no different.
Worse. But, I mean, they literally had him in the shot. They couldn't even trust him under center. I mean, it was that's a horrible team that made dumb mistakes. You know, and by the way, thanks to the refs for the roughing the passer. I mean, that was a nice attaboy.
Yeah.
I mean, just anybody who comes out of that game feeling ebullient, come on. Or is it buoyant? What's the word? Either way. Whatever the word is where you're sort of excited. It just, to me, it just felt like I came out of that game with more questions than answers, more negative than positivity, to your point.
And that is why we are discussing. It has nothing to do with them winning. We understand that. But this isn't something you feel like you can build on. I do want to know where you're at. Jeff, you get us started here on the phones. We appreciate you listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, where are you at on this? How you feel?
Hey, man. So, I'm with Mike. Kurt is shook. He looks like Maverick in OG Top Gun when Goose hits the cockpit. He won't get back up in the air and fly. I'm over it. So, I didn't have on my 2024 Falcons bingo card that after the first 6 weeks in that offense that all of a sudden we couldn't score a passing touchdown, but we can get four sacks in a game. What I can't understand is how can the coaching staff and how can Terry Fontenot get in front of anybody and explain that Kurt is still QB1 if we're going to throw the ball 17 times when we could easily put Penix in the backfield, and now defenses have to account for a quarterback that can actually move and isn't running around on two knees. What do you guys think?
Yeah, as we said, you know, it's not like, you know, to your point, he's not the dual threat guy, but Kirk just looks so static back there. You know, and that's something, look, if you listen to our broadcast, I thought a really nice job from Orlovsky and certainly from Lewis Riddick talking about how they were mystified. You hear they were literally stupefied by some of the things we were doing on offense last night.
Yeah, I think as they were, you know, giving their analysis, it's easy to see this, Mike. Like, we hear these tape breakdowns, and that's why, you know, you can't look at everybody. And I'm not telling everybody doesn't know what they're doing, but a lot of this stuff is just secondary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Until you see it up close and personal. And I think that's what happened last night with those guys, specifically Dan, who does a lot of that, and you know, Lewis, who might be a general manager here in the next few weeks. Who knows? I think they were kind of dumbfounded by it because they were watching it up close and personal. And now you start to really examine. It's what we've seen as fans
right.
at Mercedes-Benz up close and personal, where you're like, did you see that today? And people afar, right, outside of our circle and our bubble kind of go, yeah, but he's still good. No, dude, he has not been playing good at all.
Yeah, and I had a guy hit me up on Twitter going, well, what are you making it sound like Penix is the savior? No. I'm just saying that Penix can do no worse. I want to see a change. This guy, Cousins, is for whatever reason plateaued at some level we never expected. And I know that Michael Penix Jr. is an incredibly accurate passer.
He is.
With big zip and a big arm. And I'd like to see him get the opportunity while the season is still up for grabs. That's it.
Let's talk to Eazy-E up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate you calling in, Eazy-E. Hey, man.
Hey, man. What's going on, fellas?
Talk to us.
Hey, so Mike Carl. I think we're all on the same page when we say a win is a win, right?
Right.
We don't care how we win, if it's pretty, if it's ugly, right? But Kirk Cousins, one thing you can't take away from Raheem is that he gives his quarterback chance after chance after chance. He does right by him. Now it's time for Kirk Cousins to go and grab that clipboard, put on the ball cap, and support Michael Penix to help him win games because he obviously understands that at 13 years in the league, that if you're not playing well, somebody's going to step up and take your place. So now it's time for him to support the, you know, the Atlanta Falcons and just put all you can into helping Michael Penix help win games, because that is the only answer. Will he do it? Probably not. We're probably going to be looking at Kirk Cousins next week. But, hey, that's what it is. I don't know what to do from here other than, you know, just throw your hands up and just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, Easy. Appreciate you listening, man. Here's the deal with what you said about Coach Ra giving him ample chances and opportunities. You're absolutely right about that. Like, if and when they are ready to move on, nobody's going to be tripping about it.
No.
Nobody's going to be like, oh, my God, they're only going to – no. Nobody's going to be doing that. He has given him ample opportunity to grab this chance that's in front of him and say, yeah, not only are you paying me like the guy, I am that guy. And earlier in the season, he looked like that guy. Now he looks washed, and that's just where we are. So, yeah, I will say this. I know he's a professional, and if it came to him having to put the ball cap on and being a guy that could help Michael Penix, he would. He's not going to quit. He's not going to leave the locker room like another guy that was here a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. He's not that guy. But I think he wants an opportunity to continue to try to get this ship moving in the right direction, and I'm talking specifically about his play. Will, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Will, talk to us. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What are you thinking?
So there is a show on USA years ago called Necessary Roughness, where this lady is a sports psychologist. If that's what Kirk needs, if we have someone on staff, get him some help. Get him out of his own head so he can actually play like we've seen him play earlier this season.
Yeah, it's funny. I mentioned it a few weeks ago, and I was kind of half kidding. But, you know, John Smoltz famously, you know, went out and thought there's some things he could change in his approach to baseball. And he got a sports psychologist.
Yeah.
And it really helped him. Now, I would think, as you just said, Carl, 13 years into your NFL career, there's going to be some ups and downs. But this is the lowest of the low point for Kirk Cousins. And I don't think he knows how to get out of it.
I also think when you have you play a physical game, this isn't a project. This isn't a sales project. This is different. When you have the physicality of a game where you're shooting the ball or you're trying to hit a baseball or you're throwing a football, when you make mistakes over and over, this would be like a center fielder, right, just missing ball after ball. And you're going, why can't he catch the ball in the center field? Like what's happening? Mm. And he's done it all his life. You don't know what triggers this. But I do know this, Mike. The more you make those mistakes, the harder it becomes to feel comfortable in you saying, I'm going to make this throw regardless of what I see and trust myself. And he's not trusting himself right now.
No, I mean, look, Johnny Miller famously got the yips. You know, guys get it in golf and their game goes away and they finally get somebody, whether it's a coach or something, gets them back on track. But, I mean, at this point, guys, you know, we're not paying this guy $180 million to be a head case. Okay, if we keep it real, you know, this is not what we...
But he is.
You brought him in here because we thought we had, at least I did, and most fouls, I think I speak for Carl on this, that we had a 2 to 3 year window, you know, that we're going to be able to go be aggressive and do some things. We got some good skill position pieces in here and now. Now it's come to nothing. You're telling me we're going to have a seventh year now without the playoffs. 6 years in a row without the playoffs is going to be number seven. This is, and then by the way, let's not continue to make the bad situation worse. Let's get a jump start on the Michael Penix era. And just say, look, if somebody wants to take Kirk Cousins off our hands, we'd probably have to eat a big chunk of that. You just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but technically, I'm hoping you're wrong on that. I mean, I know you're adamant about us not making the playoffs now because we need help.
Look, there's still scenarios. We're not dead in the water. No. We've got a percentage shot. But I mean, but you need the Bucks to like. I've circled the Cowboys game. They could trip up. Injuries, of course, could be a factor. But Mike Evans is back. Baker Mayfield is playing with confidence. They look good.
They do. And what they did last week was impressive. But the NFL is a week-to-week league, and we know that. I just will say you are in the midst of being in it. You have a chance to make the playoffs. And if he was to put Penix in there, as much as I wanted, as much as you wanted, and this thing either potentially looked worse, would it matter to you that we had a chance and you went with the kid instead of going with maybe what gives you your best shot? I think, Mike, that is their dilemma. I'm not saying I have the right answer. I'm just telling you, that's the dilemma. We're not out of this. If we were out of it, Penix would already be playing.
But I do think the perception of a lot of fans is we are out of it, that we're not going to get in it. I mean, fair or unfair, I think there's a lot of folks. Look, I get social media sometimes very toxic on the negative side, but I just think there's a lot of folks out there that look at this team and they see last night's effort and say, that does what you did against the Raiders, what you did in that fourth quarter against Minnesota, that's not going to beat anybody in the playoffs. But, you know, yes, we can still get there. You're right about the Bucks. It's just I think you can make the argument when the Bucks leapfrogged us, you've made the argument to start Penix. You've got nothing to lose.
Let's talk to Danny on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Danny, thanks for listening, man. What's on your mind? Hey, man.
Well, I totally disagree with you. I don't think he's afraid. He's physically disabled. He's throwing these air balls with no velocity. He can't move in the pocket, and teams have adjusted with their blitz packages. I mean, and I got a question for you guys. Please ask for him tonight. Does Michael Penix or Kirk Cousins give us a better chance to win this Sunday?
He's already answered it. He said Kirk Cousins gives us – he answered it last week when Mike asked him. Kirk Cousins gives us a better chance to win right now. You can go back and listen to the tape when we did the coaches show last week up there at Flowery Branch. He's already answered it, which is why Kirk started last night.
And real quick, Dave Archer was on Andy Randy when they were in Vegas on Monday, and he talked about dead feet. And look, Archer's certainly qualified to speak. He played the position at the highest level. He's not bouncing in the pocket. His footwork is awful. Now, whether that's a byproduct of an injury, then he's not on the injury report. You get some big fines from the NFL, okay? You've got to, if there's something there, he was on the injury report, what was it, 5 weeks ago for one day on a Wednesday, I believe. Guys, I get what you're saying. You want to say it's physical, not mental. Look at the footwork. He's not planting. He's not doing any of the fundamentals. That's why I'm saying he looks like a rookie. Something Arch brought up. He's got to have better presence. Carl, you got to push off. He's throwing off the back leg. He's not stepping into throws.
When you have one touchdown and nine picks in your last 5 weeks, you're afraid. You're afraid. It's not physical. It wasn't physical when he was doing those miraculous things when we were all jumping on board earlier in the season and going, damn, how is he doing this? He's healed. Mike went from talking about this injury to completely not talking about it. Now you want to talk about it? In week 14, week 15? Can't do it, guys. When you've thrown one touchdown, did he throw a pick last night?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did.
Threw behind the receiver.
In 5 weeks, you're afraid. You're the reason why your team has not been successful. It is not a physical disability. And if it was, the Falcons are doing us a disservice by rolling him out there. If he is physically disabled in any way, shame on Raheem, shame on the general manager, and everybody else involved in this decision. They wouldn't do it. It's not that. 404-726-0929. Appreciate the calls. We're coming back. We're going to get more of your phone calls coming up. We got to get to an NFL blitz. There was another Monday night game, and you think our quarterback is struggling. Did you guys see Caleb Williams last night?
Oofa.
We'll talk about that and other things that are going on around the National Football League and our NFL blitz. Wes Durham. He's going to join us at 3:20. Also coming up, guys, you will get a chance to hear from Coach Ryan what he said last night after the game and D'Angelo Malone, who did have two sacks. Stay there at Stukes and Bell on a Tuesday as we talk about the Falcons' win in Vegas.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.